Hello, Audio Boo Land. I thought I would do a little review of something I had for dinner today. I'm just going to rest the phone here so I can just talk without holding it. Yeah, so today for dinner I had a Sainsbury's individual classic steak shortcrust pastry pie. Now this is a chilled product in an individual box and a foil dish. It's one that you have to cook though, it's not one of those nasty pies that you can eat either hot or cold. And it's about 235 grams in weight, which is about just over 8 ounces. So I had that today. With peas, carrots, sweet corn and broccoli. I didn't bother with any potatoes because it's a pretty big pie and I find it quite filling. So, I really like this pie. It's made entirely of shortcrust pastry, which I do like. I prefer that to pies that are made with sort of half shortcrust pastry on the bottom and puff pastry on the top, or entirely puff pastry. I just prefer shortcrust pastry. So, the pastry was very good, not too thick, but enough of it so that the filling doesn't leak out of it. And the filling is really nice. You've got lots of pieces of meat and a nice thick gravy, but not too thick where it goes all claggy and clumps together and you've not got much meat. There's a good proportion of meat to gravy and nicely seasoned, not too salty. Might have a little bit of an alcohol undertaste to it, which is nice as well. Just steak, there's no vegetables in it, so just purely steak and gravy. But I really liked this pie, so I'd definitely have it again. In fact, I've had it a few times because I enjoyed it so much. And you'll get it in the chiller cabinet at Sainsbury's. And you can freeze it. You can cook it from chilled, or you can actually cook it from frozen, so there's no need to defrost it, although I did, just because I'm used to doing it that way and it doesn't take so long. If you want to cook it from frozen, it takes 45 minutes at 180 degrees centigrade, which is about 350 Fahrenheit, or if you have a fan oven, it's 160, or if you have gas, it's Mark 4. And if you want to cook it from chilled, it takes 30 minutes at all the same temperatures that I've mentioned. It's a very filling pie, which is why I didn't bother having potatoes with it. I just had a load of vegetables on the side, and there's enough gravy so that the pie isn't dry, but it's not swamped with dry gravy, and there's also plenty of meat and no fat at all, no horrible wobbly bits of fat like you can get with some cheaper pies. I think it's about £2.50 each pie to buy, which is not the cheapest, but it's well worth paying a bit extra because you get these cheap horrible pies like pucker pies, which I've tried, and they're just nasty crappy things with over salted processed steak and horrible salty gravy which all sort of clumps together, so you sort of pick it up and the gravy sort of clumps around the meat rather than coats it. So I'd definitely go for these Sainsbury's shortcrust pastry pies. They also do a chicken one. I think that might have some peas in it. I'm not entirely sure. I can't remember. I have got one in the freezer, a chicken in shortcrust pastry pie. That's really nice as well. So when I get that out and have it for dinner, I might do an audio boo review about that. But for the moment, I'm just going to digest my dinner, and I might have some strawberry ice cream later. So for now, I'll say goodbye. Bye bye.